Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all. Hello, everyone! Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you are watching us from. Tonight's topic will be about 5 reasons why people still buy paid online courses. We are Connie and Belle, and we are freelancing moms and singer servants. But right now, on this Thursday episode, we are going to talk about 5 reasons why people still buy paid online courses. So if we are to say our main offer, we help transformational.
You can do it.
We help transformational entrepreneurs by providing, I forgot all the long lines, but tonight's episode is all about faith and businesses. So what did we call our Thursday episode? If it's just me and Belle during the live session, we put a title on it because Mondays is live praise and worship session, and then Thursdays for if we have guests, those are expert live interviews, I believe. And for us, what is the special title of our?
It's BLF Friday, BLF Thursdays. BLF Thursdays. BLF, so it stands for business, life, and faith.
Okay, so there you go. But I'm not yet done. So if you are watching us for the first time, make sure to subscribe and click the bell to get notifications because we go live or we publish new videos every Monday and Thursdays at 8 p.m. Philippine time. So can you share more about all those schedules as well?
Yes. Every Monday and Thursday, 8 p.m. So it's easy to remember the time. So every Monday we go live. And we do live praise and worship sessions. So if you're Christians like us, we encourage you or we invite you to be there with us every Monday, and let's do this live praise and worship and start the week right, brothers and sisters, with praising and worshiping our Lord. And then every Thursday, we also go live at 8 p.m., same time. But we do a different thing every Thursday. We talk more about entrepreneurship, about digital marketing, specifically about the things that we do for our online clients. So if you're a digital marketer, if you want to connect with us, or if you're an online entrepreneur who is wanting to learn about this digital marketing platforms or services, feel free to join every Thursday at 8 p.m. So there.
Yes, yes. And before we continue, let's have an opening prayer. We might forgot it. So let's remember that we are in the presence of God, in the name of the Father and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way, so we are able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact in their businesses. We also lift up to you, Bell and I. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help us and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So there you go. Our topic is all about paid online courses. And the reason that we are discussing this, by the way, we rebranded last month, July, on our second year anniversary. We sort of rebranded in a way because our first target audience for our content on this platform is to address the issues or problems or pain points of our ideal client, which are in the online course creators industry, in the knowledge industry, but more so on personal development or transformational coaching industries. So there. So we want also to address some of the needs or some of the issues that they are having, because we did a research many years ago. It's time that we are able to share contents to help address those issues. So since tonight, our topic is addressing the question, if people, would these people buy the paid version of your content? So let me read the exact words of two of the people that that are online course creators. So their common problems and issues is, if videos already exist on YouTube teaching the thing a course creator is excited to produce a course on, how can that creator expect people would pay for the content when YouTube offers the lesson for free? Even if it's not YouTube specifically, just, you know, blog posts, social media posts there. And then the other thing, the other person says, most of what you're teaching can be found on YouTube. You will probably hear more about YouTube because I'm researching it specifically for YouTube. That's why they keep on mentioning the YouTube. But YouTube can also mean other platforms. Okay, so most of what you're teaching can be found on YouTube for free. In fact, most of what everyone teaches can be found on YouTube for free. So why would people still buy your paid online courses? So that is the question which we will be answering for tonight's episode. So our, before we continue, before I forget, if you or someone you know is interested to learn how to start your virtual assistant business, 10 steps to earn online As a top-notch virtual assistant, please do check out my book at conniezabala.com/VA book. That's conniezabala.com/VA book. You can buy it in Amazon, in AppSumo, or in an audiobook version. Feel free to visit the page. So there. Let's, of course, as always, in every episode, if the episode is just me and Belle, we always share with you some Bible verses and some encore Bible verses that we want to incorporate for our topic for tonight. So today, this is from Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. Iron is sharpened by iron. One person sharpens another. Okay, so what can you say more about that?
Yes, for me, sis, sharpening is also, would also mean for me learning. So for me, we need to be constantly learning. Sad. It's so sad if what we know now becomes obsolete. That should not be the case. One of the values that is really important to me is knowledge. So this applies to all areas of my life, spiritual, physical, financial, etc. So, for example, that's also the reason why Sis Connie and I are attending the Bible study, weekly Bible studies, because that's one way to learn more about my faith. So that's the spirituality side. And this might also be the reason why I'm drawn to serving coaches and course creators, because exposure to their work is an opportunity for me to learn something new. So that's for me. How about you, sis?
Well, before I share my opinion, my reflection, let me share there is a footnote under that Bible verse from one of the resources that where I got the version. By the way, it's from the New American Bible Revised Edition, that Bible verse. So it says in the footnote that iron sharpens the quote-unquote face, which means panim, P-A-N-I-M, equals to surface or edge of iron, and a human, and, okay, let me repeat. Iron sharpens the quote-unquote face, which is panim equals surface or edge of iron. And a human being sharpens the face, again, quote unquote, which means actually words, face or words of another. So human beings learn from each other and grow in wisdom by conversing. So for me, in my opinion, this Bible verse is means that while we can learn alone, it's always more effective to learn with someone. So whether it's someone from the same course or community that we are in, or just a friend who wants to help each other reach their goals, we are meant to grow with someone. And if we don't have actual people with us, there is a God who is always with us. So that's my short reflection for that Bible verse. Okay, let me remove that. And again, just a reminder that sharing Bible verses is our invitation and a way of reminding you to read the Holy Bible for its entirety to understand the context behind it. We encourage you to always include God in your business. So there. Okay, so for these five reasons why people still buy paid online courses, of course, I think this has become sort of a habit or a branding of our channel where our solution is actually under an acronym. So this one is under the sales, because of course we're talking about sales. So the first reason why people would still buy paid online courses, it's because reason number one, it's systematized. Because it's systematized, what you see online, when you see on free content online, they are not organized, they are not based on a particular stage, just whatever type of content that the creator will think about, they will just put it out for free. So there are no patterns. Most of the time there are no patterns. Most of the time it's scattered, you know. And when we say systematize, all lessons, modules, and quizzes are organized. The student is expected to experience levels or stages. No one wants to learn in a garbled course. So like in schools, right? In traditional schools, teachers even have lesson plans. So having a roadmap is something people are willing to pay for, giving them the direction to where they can go interest them. So that's my point of view.
Yes. So for me, there is free content out there, but as Sis Connie mentioned, information is scattered. For example, if you want to learn a website builder like WordPress or Kajabi, yes, there are many articles and videos out there, but teachers have different approaches or they share different sets of best practices on how to use the software, right? So this might get you confused about who to follow. So for me, it's better to get the whole set of teachings first from one source. So that is how I would do it. For example, if you're already done with one paid online course, it's okay if you want to jump to another course and have the same topic. It won't hurt. So you could also compare. So there.
Yes, but a short reminder that don't hoard courses and not implement what you've learned.
Yes,
that's a shiny object syndrome already.
Yes,
there. So that's reason number one. People would still buy your paid online course because it is systematized. Okay. So reason number two, people will still buy your paid online course because of accessibility. So what do we mean by accessibility, Sis Bell?
Yeah, so for me, knowing that you're near accessibility, near the course creator himself or herself, it gives us the confidence, that gives us the instant confidence that the things that you're trying to learn will really produce results. Knowing that the one teaching the course has personally tried it and he or she is visible, he or she is within your reach. So that for me is what accessibility means.
Yes. And before I continue, if you are, by the way, if you are an online course creator or planning to have one and about to launch, make sure to visit, make sure to stay until the end because we're going to send you a checklist when you launch an online course. So stay with us until the end. So for me... people love a direct connection to the course creator. So it gives us the right to talk and discuss with them and ask for their help because we sort of avail their services. So we have that direct access to them. There, that's reason number two. People will still buy your paid online course because of accessibility. Okay, before we continue with the number three, if you're getting value out of this video, make sure that you click that thumbs up or like button there. And please do share it with your friends, especially those who are creating their online courses. There. So number three, people would still buy your paid online course because of a lifeline. Can you explain more what a lifeline is?
Yes, lifeline here could mean community. So a community, if you belong to a community of members that are following a certain course creator, that community will also encourage us to press on when we encounter failures here and there. Also, inside a community, you are free to express opinions or suggestions or give feedback on how to make the course better. So that for me is what a lifeline is.
Yes, again, this is just another term for support or community. So for me, these committees for paid online courses are better than the free ones. Although this varies based on the culture, of course, based on the course creator itself and their branding, members are entitled to receive good customer support. And they should, because first of all, that is a paid online course. It's not free. So if you are inside a paid course, it's okay if you demand, you know, more better service, better customer support. So, and another thing is that being surrounded by like-minded people is something all of us need if we want to achieve our goals or fulfill our dreams. We don't join a community that is actually against us, right?
Yes.
So again, for the third reason, people will still buy your course because of a lifeline. So number four is people would still buy your paid online course because of exclusivity there. People pay to belong. It's, yes. it's a fact. People pay to belong. Most of them have a tendency of what we call FOMO, feeling of missing out. So if people join a particular paid course or mastermind or community or whatever that is, so they feel special. And then aside from that, if you when people buy online courses, they have access to tests, to quizzes, to printables, to PDFs, and these are only available usually on a paid online course, which can actually help people reflect on what they have learned, which is important for us as online course creators to know if we are creating good content. And we also need to know the success rate of our online course there. And yes. By the way, what did we... if you're wondering what type of course or what should... What was our last discussion about this? If you are thinking of buying an online course, so what are the things that you want to consider? Make sure that you also check. We have a content about that. You can check that in the description. I will update. I don't think I was able to include that, but I will update. And we actually have that type of video. If you're wondering what should the paid online courses should have or must have before you buy. There. So go ahead. It's your turn, Sismen.
Yes. So my other point is related to the previous one about community. Because of the community factor, you can also recommend other resources to be included. Included maybe, or maybe ask the course creator to scale and provide advanced classes related to the niche. So it's a... It has something to do with the accessibility, right? we could freely share our thoughts with the course creator himself or herself. So there.
Yeah. So reason number four why people would still buy your paid online courses because of exclusivity there. Okay. If you are being blessed by this content, please do share it with your friends. Okay, let's have a short recap before we go to the last reason. Number one, people will still buy your paid online course because it is systematized. It is because of the accessibility, because it has a life, because of its lifeline, and because of exclusivity. So the last but not the least reason why people would still buy your paid online course is because of, I think it should be specificity, right? While I'm correcting, again, the spelling, go ahead and share your thoughts.
Yes. So since it's specific, it's guaranteed that you will get the value for your money when you know exactly what you are getting inside the course. So that's how online courses are promoted, right? The course creator will really tell you what to expect inside. So that's the specifics. Specificity.
Yes. Let me show that. Specificity. Because it is specific, right? Yeah. Remember, for those people who are not so new when it comes to the digital marketing industry, we always need to niche down. We always need to zoom in. It's the same thing when it comes to offering online courses. So most of the paid online courses are very specific to address a specific need. So people will mostly buy because of the solutions provided to solve a specific problem. So usually the goal is always clear and people know what they want and what they want to achieve once they get that paid online course. There. So that's the reason number 5. Wow, less than 30 minutes, we're done with the 5 reasons. We have a launch checklist, online course launch checklist. If you are about to launch or you are currently creating your online course and planning to, of course, launch it in the future, we have a checklist for you. Just feel free to visit this link at bit.ly/FWF_course launch. So that's bit.ly/FWF_course launch. So bit.ly/FWF_course launch. So there, and feel free to get that checklist. So there, if you have questions, by the way, feel free to share them to our 1 billion viewers. Feel free to ask your questions.
Yes.
And by the way, I believe it's not a particular question that one of our supporters is asking me before a few hours earlier, but he was sort of wondering if we encounter a situation where we bought 2 different online courses, but they are almost the same. So I believe you have something to share about that, Sisbel.
Ah, yeah. I'm just basing this on my own personal experience because I think I've already shared this in our previous episodes that before, my niche is social media marketing, social media management. So I bought an international course called Social Media United. It's okay to promote, right? So it's Social Media United by Rachel Peterson. And then I bought another one that is local. So that one, I won't mention the name anymore because I think they're not operating anymore. So for me, actually, why I did that, yes, I will later on I realized because the local one got I had it for the, that's my second one. So I was able to compare that, yes, the content are almost the same. But I was sharing to Sis Connie, aside from the lessons and the modules being identical, sometimes it has also something to do with the values, the ethics, the work ethics, and the, you know, the how the course creator conducts himself or herself. So that in a way is also part of why I say that an online course is great or not. So that's also one of my criteria, not only the content, because really the content really is, if you check YouTube, the one we are mentioning here, the content are not really hers. That is not an original idea, right? Social media management, social media marketing strategies, that's all over the place. But the person who is giving the course itself is, I get value from her. So that for me is how I would answer the question. You could try out different courses. It might have the same content, but you'll get something from the course creator themselves. So that I hope I didn't confuse you. But you will notice that. You will notice that.
I was I don't think I was able to have an experience about it because I don't want to hoard a lot of courses with the same topic. But I do have some, like for example, my mentor on YouTube, it's Sean Cannell. So I have his Video Ranking Academy and I have his book, actual book. Kindle, I think it was Kindle book. And then there, he also gave us an access to new version of the Video Ranking Academy. So we have two versions of video. And then he has this startup courses that he had given us for free. So everything, although I have other YouTube content creators that I follow, my number one mentor is Sean. Is Sean there.
Yeah.
So
but because sis, for me, what happened years ago, it was a membership. So blame it on my being koripot. So it was a membership type course. So you have to pay monthly and be inside that membership platform. So when the local offer came along, I thought, this might be the same strategies also, but cheaper. So don't imitate what I did because really it's not really about the price. Sometimes if you already found your mentor and you believe what she was trying to share, stick with her.
Yes.
Don't fall for cheaper ones.
Yeah, just like what Belle said earlier, if you already have one online course, stick to it first, finish it first before going or buying to another paid online course. So any last thoughts?
Yeah,
by the way.
Yes, three words for those who are thinking if they have the right to launch an online course. Three words for you: your voice matters. So even if there are a lot of people already offering that same content, that same course, the only thing different there is you. So you always have that something unique that you could offer to other people. So that's it for me.
Yes. Well, Sis Belle shared three words. I will share a lot. Because this is actually from a research, not my own words. I just want to share with you what this person said during my research time. So I don't even remember who said it, but I will read it to you. So people can download. Oh, sorry. People can download or look up recipes from famous chefs for free online and cook the dishes themselves, right? But they still pay premium prices to go and eat at their restaurants. Okay? People can watch free YouTube videos of exercise classes, but they still buy gym memberships and have access to personal trainers there. And people pay for online courses to get structure and a roadmap to follow. They pay to belong to a community. They pay to get accountability. And they also pay for closer individual contact with the course creator. So why do people buy our courses? Because we did all the hard work for them. We bundled all the videos together with a consistent quality and a journey that takes them step by step through the content, not just a 2.5-minute video here or a 5.3-minute video there like we found on YouTube or other social media pages. So that would be our last thoughts for you that I hope you find really, really helpful. So if you have questions, whether you are watching on a replay, feel free to share them in the comment section. And again, if you are interested to have a checklist of what should be done before you launch your online course, feel free to visit the link bit.ly/FWF_course-launch. And again, if you are someone you know or is interested how to start your VA business, feel free to visit conniezabala.com/VA book to check out what this book is all about. So we want to hear from you. Share with us your biggest takeaway or your favorite tip during this live session. And we hope you can join us on Monday for our live praise and worship session. Are we able to have guests for next Thursday?
Not yet.
So I hope
stay tuned.
Yes, please continue joining us whether we have guests or not. And if you have actually suggestions, especially for our podcast listeners, feel free to give us a review or feedback or leave your thoughts. How are we doing with our content? Again, we are addressing our ideal client here, which are online course creators in the transformational and self-development industry. So that's what we are addressing. But if you are a fellow freelancer or a fellow digital service provider, let us know how we can help you, what type of content you'd like to know more about to address your client. Because our guests, we also have our special guests. Hopefully twice a month we do that. We invite people to be on our podcast and we ask them some tips that will help their clients as well. So the online course creator is specific for when it's just us, when we're alone, we don't have any guests. So feel free to connect with us on our social media pages at Freelancing with Faith, whether on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram. There! Wow! I'm not used to this. We're done at 8:40. So we
hello
hope
to our 2 million viewers.
Yes! Thank you so much. Let us know how can we what are the topics that you want us to, you know, discuss? And hoping that by next week, we are still able to invite a guest, but not it will be just us. And I hope that you will continue to support our channel, even if we don't have our special guests. So that's it for us. Share with us your thoughts in the comment section. And we hope to see you on every Monday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Philippine time for our live sessions. And if you are not yet subscribed, please do subscribe and click the bell to get notifications once we go live again, which is on Mondays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Philippine time. So there. Bye, everyone. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Bell. We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.